You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. Special Israeli forces conducted a raid in the Gaza city of Khan Yunis last Sunday night, killing several suspected Palestinian terrorists, including a senior commander in Hamas's military wing. An Israeli Special Forces officer was killed and another injured in the raid, which led to 2 days of intense cross-border fighting. On Monday afternoon, an anti-tank missile fired from Gaza made a direct strike on an Israeli bus near the border, seriously injuring a soldier. More than 300 missiles were fired at Israel on Monday and a further 160 on Tuesday, triggering sirens in communities close to the Gaza Strip, in Ashkelon, Beersheba and beyond. The attack was more than twice the rate at which missiles were launched during the 2014 war. The Iron Dome missile defense system intercepted over 100 missiles, but most of the rest landed in open fields. However, dozens landed inside southern Israeli cities and towns, killing a Palestinian man in Ashkelon when a rocket landed on the roof of a house, causing massive destruction. Rockets injured dozens and caused significant property damage. United Hatzalah's Ashkelon regional branch helped respond or send volunteers to almost 70 events during the 48-hour barrage. After 2 days, Egypt brokered an informal truce between Israel and Hamas. Though Prime Minister Netanyahu's acceptance of the deal averted a war, he drew criticism from both the right and the left for his decision. On Tuesday night, Hamas's leaders were claiming victory. In a speech to demonstrators in Gaza City in front of the rubble of Al-Aqsa TV headquarters, destroyed by Israel in an airstrike on Monday night, Hamas official Ismail Radwan said, "We come out today celebrating the victory of the resistance, the victory of the Qassam and the victory of the Palestinian resistance here on the mighty land of Gaza." On Wednesday, Prime Minister Netanyahu defended Tuesday's decision to accept the ceasefire, saying, "In times of emergency, when making decisions is crucial to security, the public can't always be privy to the considerations that must be hidden from the enemy." The deal led to a political crisis when Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman resigned in protest on Wednesday and withdrew his Israel Beiteinu from the government. Sources close to the defense minister said that he was incensed by a briefing in which Netanyahu appeared to indicate that Lieberman supported the ceasefire. In his resignation letter, Lieberman said Netanyahu had capitulated to terrorism. "What we are doing right now is buying quiet for a heavy price with no long-term plan to reduce violence towards us." Speaking in the South on Friday, he added, "We are currently feeding a monster, which if we don't stop its rearmament and force building, in a year we'll get to a twin to Hezbollah with all that that entails." Lieberman called for elections to be held at the soonest possible date and predicted that right-wing voters would see through the other party's hypocrisy and reward his Israel Beiteinu with 20 Knesset seats. Lieberman has other differences with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, including the latter's refusal to fast-track the demolition of the central West Bank Bedouin hamlet of Khan al-Ahmar, for which he has lobbied aggressively. The Prime Minister is hoping to delay the dissolution of the current government in order to allow him to confirm the appointment of the next IDF Chief of Staff and Israel Police Chief, and Likud sources have said there's no need to hurry to elections as the government still has 61 seats. This majority will be lost if Naftali Bennett's threat to quit and pull out his Bayat Yehudi party from the coalition, if not given the defence portfolio, comes to fruition. Bennett said on Thursday that granting his party the portfolio was an ultimatum for it to stay in the government. With no Bayat Yehudi, the coalition would go down to just 53 seats. Elections are set for November 2019, but it is now expected they will be held between March and May, with Netanyahu pushing for a later date and other parties seeking an earlier one. Labour leader Avi Gabay yesterday called for a new national elections to be held as soon as possible. Earlier in the week, Finance Minister Kahlon and fellow coalition partner Interior Minister Arye Dery urged Netanyahu to call elections early, citing the turmoil in the government. Kahlon, head of the Kulanu party, said it was the most responsible course of action in the wake of Lieberman's resignation, and Dery said it was in the best interest of the state. Today, the date of the elections will be coordinated between the heads of the coalition parties. Hundreds of residents from southern communities protested in Tel Aviv on Thursday against the truce reached with Hamas under the title "The South Will Not Keep Silent." Demonstrators scuffled with police as they blocked roads outside the defense ministry. Protesters chanted "Bibi resign," "Lieberman is looking for a friend," and "Bibi resign, the South is burning." Protesters declared that the government is helpless in the face of the terror and chanted slogans of "Let us grow up in peace." This followed 2 days of protests in the south, in which residents burnt tires and blocked the entrances to cities battered by Gaza rocket fire in protest at the ceasefire, which they say has left Hamas poised to renew attacks at will. Senior Likud cabinet minister Tzachi Hanegbi on Thursday drew widespread condemnation, including from Prime Minister Netanyahu, for calling the barrage of rockets fired at Israel earlier in the week minor and measured because Hamas did not target Tel Aviv. Labour leader Avi Gabay responded, saying, according to Hanegbi, residents of Tel Aviv are off limits, but the southern residents are fair game. A government with no values that distinguishes between its citizens needs to go home. Yesh Atid party leader Yair Lapid called Hanegbi's distinction a moral outrage. Hanegbi on Thursday apologized for his comments, saying the suffering of Israelis in the areas close to Gaza was a nightmare and not negligible. Moshe Leon declared victory early on Wednesday morning in the runoff elections for the mayor of Jerusalem. Leon's already declared victory in the race became official on Wednesday night as the final votes were counted, giving him 50.85% of the vote compared to secular candidate Ofer Berkovich's 49.15%. Leon enjoyed the backing of both the defense minister Avigdor Lieberman and ultra-Orthodox factions, leading to charges of backroom dealing on the national level to secure him the position. Berkovich is a 35-year-old secular activist turned city council member and still controls a large faction in the municipality. Aryeh Stern, the Ashkenazi chief rabbi of Jerusalem, has allowed Alach Kirsch, who was killed along with five other people in a traffic accident on November 4th, to be buried in a Jewish cemetery. His family sought to bury his body at a Muslim cemetery in East Jerusalem, but the imams there turned them away because he had been accused of selling real estate to Jews several years ago. Family members were not allowed to bring Kirsch's body to the Al-Aqsa Mosque and were forbidden to pitch a mourner's tent and receive guests there, according to the Muslim custom. Rabbi Stern ruled that Kirsch may be buried at a Jewish cemetery because he was a righteous Gentile. And Israel's national soccer team inflicted a humiliating 7-0 defeat on Guatemala in a friendly game on Thursday ahead of a key match in an international tournament this week. We wish them a similar result. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.